Welcome back to DK After Dark, taking you behind the artists and how they pave their path and helping you pave yours. Today on the podcast, we have a very special guest. We have Swift with us, and we're actually doing a little in-person interview as well. So,
yes, sir.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for being here. So, you know, kind of how we get into it, we're just going to go through a little bit of your backstory, talk about, you know, kind of what you... your whole journey, I guess, like how you grew up, anything that brought you to where you're at now, basically. So the floor is yours.
All right. My name is Swift with two I's. A lot of people forget that. So
can't forget those two
I's. Yeah. I'm an independent artist. I've been making music for about 7 years now. Really started taking it serious a couple years ago, though. What else could I talk about? So the music I like to make, I started out just strictly like rapping.
Right.
Just like bars, but now I've been adding a little bit of a melodic twist to it. Okay. So singing a little bit, and that's something that I never really grew up around singing or anything like that. So
it's been
that's
a different experience to kind of get into.
Yeah. It's something I've kind of had to explore myself. So it's been interesting. It's definitely been hard at times,
right.
But it's getting easier every day, you know, just doing it every day.
So, like, since you started 7 years ago, what was, like, kind of one of the first things that, like, brought you into wanting to, like, make your own music? Because, I mean, like, there's lots of people who, I mean, they'll talk about, you know, like, oh, I, like, because, I mean, I used to do this, too, like, freestyle the beats all the time and stuff like that. Was it, like, you know, something like that or, like, you know?
Yeah, kind of. So... it actually started with two of my friends.
Okay.
Shout out to Xander and Joey. So we started, I don't even know how it really happened, but one night we were just hanging out and we were bored and decided to make a song. And so that's how it kind of started. And then we made a couple more after that. And then I kind of veered into my own direction. I found the interest in just making music and I enjoyed doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I kind of went into my own direction and took it further, I guess.
So when you guys started, did you like start under like a different, I don't know, like, did you have like a group name or something like that? Or like,
how it was called Black Eyes.
Black Eyes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And how many, you said three songs that you put out, right?
I think, I'm trying to think, I think we made like three. I think we only put out two.
Two.
Yeah.
What happened to the third one? It didn't make the cut.
Yeah, it didn't make the cut, I think. I think it's still out there on my computer somewhere, my old computer, so.
Ever thinking about bringing that thing back?
No, probably not. Just leave it in the past, I guess, but it was good while it lasted.
Right. So like while you were doing that, like, how do you feel, like, kind of looking back, like, on the songs now? Because, I mean, for me, God, I hate, like, listening to my old songs sometimes.
Cause
I'm just like, oh, bro, what was I even saying?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, it was definitely, it wasn't too bad. Like, it had some structure, but, yeah, the stuff we were saying was pretty wild. We didn't even know what we were talking about, so. And we didn't think that, like, anybody would hear it, but. A lot of people did, and now looking back at it, it's pretty embarrassing, but, you know, it's something that we do when we're young, so.
Right, you gotta live a little bit, experiment, and hey, if it didn't happen, you might not be here today.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So that's, like, all, I feel like it's all part of the journey, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of going back even a little bit before that, kind of, like, just tell us a little bit about your life. Like, did you have, like... I don't know, like, any crazy experiences growing up or anything like that, that kind of, like, you know, made you, in the end, like, where you're at now, kind of, like, want to, like, express yourself and, like, tell other people, like, about your story?
Not really anything that I can think of, like, anything major.
Yeah.
Just growing up, I've always been attracted to, like, the music scene, I guess, and the people in it. So just growing up around that, growing up around like hip hop and stuff, I just felt felt like it was a way to, for myself to just be free in a sense, you know, express myself in that 100%. Way. So, I'm trying to think. I don't know. Just as a kid, like, I was always super creative with, like, anything I did, so.
Right.
I feel like that definitely is carried over into today. Were you kind
of like a, more of, like, a head in the clouds instead of, like, you know, daydreaming and shit instead
yeah.
of, you know, being, yeah. like, more grounded or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I've always liked art, just even just, like, drawing pictures and stuff like that. Like, right. being able to create something and show it off a little bit, so. I feel like that's, yeah, like I said before, that's definitely carried over
okay.
into today.
So after, you know, you had your little rap group, Black Eyes, right?
Yep.
And then how long did it take for you to kind of like start doing like your own thing? Like, did you start doing it like immediately kind of like after that or?
Yeah, I think it was pretty immediate.
Pretty immediate.
After that. So yeah, I started up my own page and it was, Swift Venom 4. That was my first name, and then I cut off the Venom part. Really had no reason for that. I can't explain it, but I decided to roll with the Swift thing just
right.
because I don't know, it's easy to catch on to and easy to remember, I guess.
It rolls off the tongue. I feel I've always thought like the best like artist names are either like one to two syllables, like anything crazy.
Cause yep.
I mean, the more complicated you get, I feel like the harder it is to remember, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So after you kind of like dropped, the Venom off your Swift,
yeah.
you started making music like right after that. So did you kind of go like back to back to back with songs or was it kind of like, you know?
Yeah, it was like a bunch of singles right okay. after that. So, the first one that I posted, it got like, I think it's at like 80,000 some plays
oh, damn,
on SoundCloud
okay.
right now. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's still, I think it's my most streamed one still. Mm. And that's, you know, my first song on that page. So that was pretty cool to see.
What's the title of that one?
It's 10 Toes Down.
Ten
so
toes
it was
down.
Like a remix to
okay.
that. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? That beat? Yeah. So I did a remix to that, and there was no marketing or anything for it. I just
right.
put it out there, and it organically started growing, and it was pretty cool to see that.
Especially
so.
For, like, not really marketing or anything. That is, like,
yeah.
really good,
yeah.
actually, yeah.
And I don't really know what did it. I think it was just good timing, like,
mm-hmm.
during that SoundCloud era.
Right.
Where there was, like, a algorithm that was always pushing new artists out.
Because when did you put that one out? It was like
2017.
I was going to say like 2017,
yeah, yeah.
2016. So that's like, mm-hmm. I feel like that was really the peak of SoundCloud. Like there were so many people that were like, you know.
Yeah.
Because that was like, I mean, like kind of around the time when like X and Juice
yep,
and like
yep.
Peep were all huge on SoundCloud.
Yep. And that was, I think that was probably definitely the turning point where I was like, okay, maybe I should take this serious.
Right.
And so, yeah, after seeing that, it was definitely a motivator to keep doing it, keep making music.
So after, obviously, you would have been pretty young
yeah.
putting it out in, like, 2016 or
yeah.
2017. So did you kind of wait a while for your next single after that, or did you kind of just go, like, right into it?
I think it was a couple months at least.
Months.
I definitely started making it, like, right after that, but
right.
it took me a couple months to put it out there.
Right.
And that one did pretty good, too. I think it has, like, 17,000 or something
okay.
on it. So, yeah.
Both of those together is basically, like, the size of our entire city.
Yeah.
That's, like,
yeah.
insane to think about.
Yeah,
honestly.
It is. It is.
So, like, kind of through that whole time, how many songs, then, did you put out? Because I'd say, like, I don't want to, like, label it as, like, an era or anything like that, but I feel like now, like, your music has kind of transitioned, like you said, like, into a different...
Yeah.
Like, not... Obviously not completely different, but it's, like, a different, you know, adding in different elements. Like
yeah,
you can tell that
sure.
you've, like, grown as an artist and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. So, like, kind of... When do you feel like was, like, the shift into kind of, like, your new, like, stage and, like, when you really, like... Because, you know, you said, yeah, that's, like, kind of when I started taking it seriously. So, like... kind of, were you, did you start like songwriting with other people at that point, like start building your studio? Cause you know, we're actually sitting in Swift studio right now, yes, recording sir. This. So did you kind of like start getting all that shit together?
So I guess the turning point for that, trying to think. So we moved into this, I moved into this place in 2020, I think it was. So that's when I got everything set up here. And I was still kind of doing like the rap stuff then too. But no, just over like the last year, honestly, I've been, I think what did it for me was just opening my ear to other music instead of, cause like, before I felt like I was just listening to rap, stuff like that, and just opening my ear to other music, and it allowed me to get inspired by different things. So, yeah, it just inspired me to grow as an artist and, you know, explore my voice a little bit, cause, which was a thing that I never knew I could do, is sing. So
give yourself a little, what's the word? Like a little new, like a skill set that you get to start like flexing in like in your songs and stuff. I think that is like perfect to like say, cause I feel like, I mean, I definitely do that like kind of same sort of thing where I get into like, you know, like a mode where I'm like, I'm making like this genre or like whatever. And so I only listen to that.
Yeah.
And then like, I feel like, you kind of lose like the plot almost. Like you kind of just are going for the sound of a genre versus the sound for yourself, if that makes sense.
No, that's definitely something I've struggled with for sure. Like lately, I feel like it's been hard for me to make new stuff, but yeah, I definitely know what you're saying.
So, though, like, what have been some of the challenges that you've kind of been, like, getting into recently, like, with that? Because I definitely understand.
Yeah.
100%.
It's just, like, finding different things to write about, I guess, and make music about. I mean, once you make so much of it, you kind of get a little burnt out, and it's like, okay, what's next? Another challenge, I would say, just, like, marketing wise and putting myself out there has definitely been a challenge, especially like being from around here. It's a little hard, but I'm definitely still trying every day. So
yeah, if you guys, I think I've mentioned this before, but like the place that we live at is in literally like, it's in North Dakota, which is literally like, if you're looking at the map, all the way fucking next to the Canadian border. And there's like really nothing. There's really nothing here for like the music scene, or like if you're really, you know, trying to make it as like an artist or anything like that. It's kind of just absolutely insane, to say the least. So like, kind of when you're like writing, or like where do you usually find like that like spark of inspiration? Like, do you usually start with like, you know, like a title, or like, you know, like a set of like a line or anything like that?
So yeah, that's something that I've recently been doing. So I'll like go in with my notes, and I'll just make a bunch of titles. So like think of a bunch of topics, kind of just brainstorming, and just lay them out in my notes like throughout the day. And then once I get to the studio later, then I'll look through some beats and see if I can write anything to those topics. And before, it was never really like that. I would always just try to find the beat first and then kind of build off of that. But that's just something that I picked up over the last year, probably. And it just all depends. Like sometimes I find the beat first and then I just see what I can do with it. But yeah, it just depends.
It's like it's almost like when you find, like when you hear like a beat or a melody or something, you're like, yeah, that I want to write something to that, you know, like versus like, I've got this blah, blah, blah. Now I got to find something to like fit it into.
Almost. Either way. Either way. It's kind of hard, but you definitely find challenges with both ways. Like, but yeah, It all just depends, I guess.
Do you usually, like, when you're writing your lyrics, you kind of do, like, a one shot and then you're done? Or do you like to go back and, like, kind of edit through your, like, what you've written, like, once you've done it? Because I know, like, me personally, I kind of, like, write it and go through. But I know, like, some people go back through and they'll literally edit every single line to, like, make it more.
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, a perfectionist. So, usually I'll take more time, like, writing it on the spot than having to go back and do it. So, like, I usually don't cycle through it all right away and then go back and edit things. It usually just takes me a lot of time to get it in the first place. So, it just takes me a lot of time to think. And, yeah, like I said, I'm a perfectionist, so.
Really, like, getting those fucking lyrics down to a T.
Yeah, like, every little thing, I swear. Mm-hmm. It's like.
Do you like to, like, keep a journal at all or anything like that to, like, I don't know, just, like, any thoughts, like, throughout the day, or, like, you do that in your notes?
Yeah,
as
I do
well?
That in my notes too. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, any thoughts or, like, phrases that come to my head throughout the day, I'll usually throw them in my notes. And, like, melodies that come to my head, I'll use, like, the voice memos thing on my phone for that. So if I get a catchy melody that comes to my head, I'll just put it in there.
100%. Yeah, guys, if you aren't using voice memos, you're sleeping on it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
For real.
I feel like I looked at my voice memos the other day, and it's like 2 gigabytes worth of like shit in there.
Yeah.
And like, now I need to just actually, you know, use it instead of just leaving it there.
Yeah.
So kind of like in getting yourself, because I mean, personally, I feel like the thing that I'm, like, the worst at is, like, actually, like, sitting down to, like, get the stuff done. Do you have, like, a specific time that you do that every single day? Or do you kind of just, like, to do, you know, a big chunk of it all at once and then, you know, like, not do a little bit, kind of just not think about it or anything like that?
It all depends. I really don't know. I don't have a set time for anything. I just kind of come in here and see what I can do, and if it's not going well, I'll just leave and go do something else, distract myself for a while. But I mean, yeah, that's honestly something I've been struggling with lately. Like, I feel like I'm just stuck in a spot where it's been hard to create, but I know that every artist runs into that problem, you know, for a period of time. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I think there's like something like in the air, because I feel like every person that I've talked to recently has like talked to me about like feeling really,
really?
Like, yeah, like genuinely, the last couple of people that like I interviewed, they were talking about how like for a while they were kind of just doing like they would try and do like a little bit every day, and I try and hold myself to that, but like, I don't know, there's just like some days where I just don't want to do anything, and then other days it's like I could sit here for like 3 hours, you know?
Yeah, I totally get that. Like, yesterday, I sat in here all day.
Right.
And, like, I could barely get anything out, but I was just, I couldn't leave. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's the idea is in your head. It's just the fact of getting it out that's, like, so hard.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah, 100%.
And I don't know if you have this happen to you, too, but I'll have, like, shit where I just, like, I can visualize it or, like, hear it in my head.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then, like, trying to get that down into, like, the DAW to, like, record or, like, whatever I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
It's, like, the translation. It almost gets lost.
Yeah, 100% for me, too. I overthink everything. So, like,
recording,
like you said, just getting it down is, like, the hardest part for me. Like, writing comes pretty easy to me. But, yeah, that part I definitely struggle with.
Do you like to do, like a bunch of recordings all at once and go back through them at the end, or you kind of like a record, let me listen to it, record, let me listen to it?
I record it in sections for sure. Like I'll record a hook and then go back and do the verse. And yeah, I usually like to do my stuff like line by line too. So it does take a long time.
Okay.
But yeah,
that's actually, I've never thought, because usually, like, I kind of, like, psycho record, but I never thought to record, like, line by line like that. That would be, that'd be interesting, honestly.
It is. Yeah, like I said before, I just need everything to be perfect, so, like.
Right.
Yeah, doing it line by line just helps me cut it into sections, you know, and fix what I want to fix and then leave it if I think it's good and right. move on to the next line.
Because then you don't have to, I mean, spend a bunch of time, like, jacking around yeah, with, like, yeah. any of your plugins or anything that you got going on.
Yep.
Honestly, it's good that you do that because, I mean, I feel like in the end, because, I mean, obviously you can accomplish, like, kind of the same idea, like, not doing that, but I feel like it does definitely sound yeah. more clean and polished yeah. in the end. Because, yep. I mean, like, even fucking, like, Billie Eilish, like, God, where did I reach you? She'll record, like, some lines, like, literally, like, 72 times.
Yeah.
Like, for
yeah.
just, like, one take.
No, I would be interested to see where my count is at. Right. Like, I'm honestly, I do the same thing. Like, I don't care how many takes it it takes to get it right.
You're fucking getting
yeah, it. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, kind of, since we were talking about, like, marketing, like, a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, what have you been doing for marketing? Like, you have any, like, tips or anything like that you'd like to share or anything?
So, obviously, just, like, TikTok.
Right.
And stuff like that. So, just organic push. And then I taught myself how to run Facebook ads, too, okay. and Instagram ads. So, I've been doing that. That's where I've noticed the most growth, but it's also expensive too.
It is expensive
to do that. So like what I'll do for each release, since I've just been releasing a lot of singles lately.
Right.
And usually it's like a two week period in between each single. So gives me enough time to get my marketing plan down yeah. and do what I need to do. But I'll usually, run ads for each song and give it a chance to grow as much as it can before the next one comes out, and I'll set a budget for whatever I think that song, you know, whatever's best for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever doesn't cost you like a fucking arm and a leg.
Yeah, yeah. It does cost a lot, but it's definitely like an investment, you know.
100%. Do you kind of like to post like across like each platform? Like, do you have like a specific cycle that you do or anything like that, or do you kind of just like to put like everything kind of on all of them at once, or if that makes sense?
So are you just talking about like just like posting, like,
or like even like yeah for promotion, like do you like to like say like I don't know, like since you're doing a 2 week song release
yeah.
cycle, like let's say Monday you do on Facebook, then like Wednesday's okay, Instagram, or do you kind of do like every social is getting kind of like everything?
So usually whatever I post on my Instagram
right.
Is gonna go on like my Snapchat story too.
Okay.
And then TikTok, I just kind of post it. It kind of has its own
bro.
It's
I don't TikTok's even know. I'm gonna be so it's for kinda, real like I know that TikTok is like actually theoretically the best one.
Yeah.
To like
yeah.
algorithm wise, but I don't fucking understand.
I don't either, bro. Like, it's been
I don't get it.
I don't either. Like I still have yet to. I've been posting on it for I think like 2 years now, 3 years, and I still have yet to get like a viral video.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess whatever it takes. I don't got it yet.
I don't know what it is, like, because, I mean, even I've even talked with, like my partner and been, like, I just don't know what the fuck is going on here. Like,
yeah.
I just don't understand TikTok.
Yeah.
I think you have to just be, like, so hyper.
Yeah.
And fucking
yeah.
fast paced. Yeah. On it.
Yeah. 100%.
Do you notice, like, because you say you do Instagram. Do you do, like, Instagram Reels then?
No, I don't. I haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just talking about like stories and stuff,
okay.
just like kind of using it to post like the links to the song or
right.
whatever. But I haven't done Instagram Reels yet. I've posted a couple on there, but I haven't seen any growth really with it. But that's something that I think I definitely should try.
I would say I mean, for me personally, I've tried, I, like I said, I don't really understand TikTok, so I haven't really, like, dabbled into TikTok that much.
Yeah.
But I'd say, like, Instagram Reels has worked, like, pretty decent. And
yeah.
also, surprisingly, YouTube Shorts.
Okay, I have tried a couple on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I haven't given it enough of a chance yet to really have a say. But
yeah, YouTube Shorts is also kind of weird.
Honestly. Yeah, yeah.
So then you run your ad campaigns, and then usually, like, my gosh, I can't talk. is you just kind of like have like a post, like talking about your song and stuff, and then you boost that up there, basically. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, before, obviously, you were kind of just doing, like, SoundCloud releases and stuff like that. So how has it been now? Because you've been uploading on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So how has it been, like, working, like, with distributor? Like, what distributor do you use? And, like, tell a little bit about the process of you, you know, actually getting your music, like, up on the Spotify shit.
Yeah, so I use DistroKid.
Yep.
Yeah, and I've been using that ever since my first release on there, so... Yeah, DistroKid's been my main one for that. And then for my beats and stuff like that, I either find them on BeatStars or I go to YouTube and find them on there, but then it takes me to BeatStars anyway. So I guess some producers send me beats too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've used one. I think one. One of the beats that a dude sent me, but otherwise it's all just been off of BeatStars. Okay. So I'll just buy the beat. And then I make all of my artwork for my song. So once that's all ready to go, I'll submit it. Usually I'll submit it like at least 2 weeks before I want it to be released, just so I have enough time to get my plan down for the marketing and stuff like that, and make sure that it actually comes out on time.
Because
I think my first song, I told everyone that it was going to come out on this Friday, and then I had no idea that you had to wait, you know. And I literally submitted it like 2 days before it was supposed to release, and it
they were like,
it didn't work. Yeah,
it's not going to be up by Friday.
Yeah, and I was freaking out because, it's whatever, but. Definitely learn from that.
I mean, honestly, though, like, you can't have people be blaming you for that. That's you're not really going to know unless you actually, like, especially if it's your first time, you're not going to know until you actually, like, do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, I, personally, I haven't heard a single other person that hasn't used DistroKid so far.
Okay,
yeah. Because there's, like, I'm trying to think. There's like CD Baby.
Yeah.
And TuneCore.
TuneCore, yeah.
That's, but they also like, they charge you like a fee per release, I believe, right? Like,
I have no clue.
I think it's like $10 a release or something. But DistroKid, I mean, it's like $20 a year or something like that. And then you're good for the entire time.
Yeah. It's a great price, I think. Like, that's nothing.
And the nice thing about that is they handle like all your monetization, like anything like that, which, like, I don't know how much you really like, because I mean, they don't, streaming platforms really don't pay anything, honestly, but you know, you take what you can get, right? So since you have, you know, a decent amount of music out at this point, do you have like any like plans for like doing like a little tour, like, or like performing like kind of like around the city or even like around the state? I mean, there's really not like that many great performance venues, but like, have you ever like considered like even going out and doing like a little something or anything?
I've definitely considered doing like a pop-up kind of concert somewhere, just like in the city in Bismarck. And I've had a couple opportunities. I think there's a spot in Minot too that has like a stage and stuff, and it just never worked out for me. So I still have yet to perform, but I haven't really been on that lately too much. I feel like I'm still exploring myself as an artist. So I still feel like I need some time to create some more stuff, but. I probably could do a performance.
If I was presented
the opportunity.
Right.
But it hasn't crossed your mind
to really do right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely crossed my mind, but I just guess I I haven't really acted on it too much. Right. So.
I mean, it is really hard, honestly, to find places to perform here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
even in the places that you can perform here, it's hard to even, like, get into those places as, like, a hip-hop.
Exactly. And basically,
unless you're a fucking country singer or, like, rock.
Yeah.
They're not really a fan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is, you know, pretty unfortunate for, you know, like, I feel like there's a lot of people that, you know, would actually fuck with hip hop in Bismarck if, you know, they actually had the opportunity to see local artists and shit like that.
Because,
like, I mean, that there's really no chance to showcase them or, like, there's been, like, a couple, like, I don't know. I don't want to say, like, whack shows, but that maybe, like, drove some people off. But in terms of, like, kind of, you know, exploring your artistry or anything like that, do you have, like, do you kind of think you're going to go, like, still, like, the single route right now? Or are you thinking of, like, maybe doing, like, like, an exploratory album, kind of, like, a experimental type thing? Or, you know, kind of just, like, keep it apart and do whatever?
So I think my plan as of right now, I'm still going to stick with the singles for now.
Right.
My goal is to at least release something every month. So I've been trying to stay with that, stay consistent with that. But lately it's been like every 2 weeks I've been putting something out.
That's
so
pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the route I'm going to stay on for now, just because I feel like it's the best for growth.
Oh, definitely.
Especially like on TikTok and stuff like that.
Yep.
And I know that Spotify, the algorithm on there definitely likes when you're consistent, so it's easier to it's easier to stay on top of that, releasing singles compared to an album. But I've definitely had some visions, you know, some thoughts of albums and stuff, but maybe an EP or something that. Yeah,
honestly, the thing is we live in kind of, like, the singles era right now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's just actually just better, pretty much, to release singles. Because, you know, that's the world we live in at the moment. You know, it's hard to keep people's attention for an hour-long album.
Yeah.
Or, you know, which is, like, why, I mean, doing an EP, it's only, you know, probably 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's, feel like a good way to make a statement without also like losing people's interest.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So do you have like any like future plans of like, you know, collaborations that you want to do or anything like that? Or kind of like, what do you see like as you kind of keep exploring your artistry and everything like that? Kind of what do you see like being the next step for you? Other than just, you know, like growing your audience, like, do you have like a move planned or anything like that? Like, and this can be like way down the line, even like 5-6 years in the future, kind of just like, where do you see yourself?
So yeah, you said collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a song in the works right now. It's actually finished, but I'm just waiting for the right time to release it.
Okay.
With a guy from Detroit and, he goes by the name of SBR Peasy.
Okay.
So you can find his music anywhere. And he's got a way bigger following than I do. So I think it's definitely good for me.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely be looking out for that. And then there's a couple other artists that I've found on TikTok that I'd like to work with.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what would be my next step. I guess just as life goes on, you know, things happen and, I guess I'm just waiting to see what that next thing is and maybe that'll propel me to a new state as an artist. I feel like that's just like things that have happened in my life. It always seems to, help me as a musician, you know, it helps bring out that creative side and level me up and as an artist, just,
100%.
Yeah.
Are you, because I know you were talking about, like, right now, you're buying your beats off BeatStar.
Yeah.
So have you, like, considered, like, finding, like, a producer to work with, like, to, like, kind of make you, like, custom beats and stuff? Because, I don't know, personally, like, I do, like, half to, like, 75% of, like, my own beats, I'd say. And, like, it's just, like, different when you have someone, like, kind of making it for you, because, like, you know, they're making it, like, around what you're doing, I guess, if that makes sense. So have you ever thought of, like, you know, like, working with, like, a producer like that or anything?
Yeah, I definitely have. There's one guy out there that I came across. I think it was just on BeatStars. I used one of his beats, right. And then we connected. I forgot how we connected, but I think through Instagram or something, and we've been talking, and he's made me, like, a custom beat before.
Hell yeah.
So I do have him, but yeah, I don't know, I would like to meet someone someday. I think that would be cool to have, you know, that person,
right?
Yeah, I guess I'll just keep waiting until I meet the right person. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
and that's really all you can do.
Yeah, see where life takes me, and, you know, see who I can meet.
So right now, like, you're mixing and doing, like, all of that stuff yourself, right?
Yeah.
Basically post-production. So, like, how has that been? Like, do you kind of, like, enjoy that process? You enjoy, like, the writing or the more creative side more, or, like?
Yeah, I've definitely been enjoying it more lately, just because I actually know what I'm doing now. Right. Like, before, I was just kind of copy and pasting from YouTube, but now I actually I definitely know what I'm doing, so it's been cool to explore with, like, different sounds and stuff like that. But yeah, I still do definitely enjoy the creative process. I like doing both.
So, right.
Yeah. Yep.
Gosh, see, I always get, like, so stuck on it because, like, I honestly, like, once I kind of get done, what's it called? Like, writing my song, or, like, kind of, like, even if I'm, like, making the beat or whatever, like, kind of, like, figuring out, like, what I want it to sound like, I, like, it's kind of a pain in the ass sometimes to, like, go in and do, like, the post-production stuff.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like you have to force yourself almost to, I mean, you do have to force yourself to do it. That's like, probably, like, I don't want to say it's the most important part, but, like, really, like, the actual, like, songwriting, that part is probably only, like, 20% of the work, I feel
honestly.
Because, I mean, you can record it, but, I mean, like, even, I mean, I've sang for, like, I mean, pretty much my whole life, and I even listen to my voice after recording, I'm like, yeah, I literally can't do this, please, like, just end me, and I have to do, like, work on it. You know, to make it kind of, like, actually sound what I want.
Yeah, no, it definitely gets, like, stressful at times, so
100%
I get that. Yeah, I don't love it, but I'm starting to find parts that I like,
right?
Like to do.
Do you have, like, a general, like, mix process? Like, do you like to do, like, your vocals and then, like, kind of start messing with, like, the other instruments that are in there, or do the other instruments first, add your vocals, or kind of, like, what do you like to do?
So I don't really mess with any of the instruments or anything like that. Right. Kind of just leave the beat how it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll put an EQ on it or something if the bass is too much or whatever. Right. But yeah, usually I just plug in my preset and then just adjust anything that I want from there.
Okay.
I just kind of mess around with a bunch of different things until I have a certain sound that I like for that song, something that matches that what I'm trying to go for.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, gosh, let's talk about then, because I don't think we've actually touched on, like, the recent projects that you've released. I think we were talking mostly about old stuff.
Yeah.
So, floor is yours again. Basically, you know, tell us about, you know, the new songs that you've been releasing, kind of like what they're about, like what the vibe is, what you're trying to tell people, and, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, so I just dropped a song last Friday. It's called Think Too Much.
Okay.
So that one's kind of another mix between, like, hip-hop and Kind of has like a pop vibe to it, not really, but just like a melodic hip hop type vibe.
Right.
And that one's just kind of talking about me just like overthinking, overthinking general things in life that I shouldn't be stressing about. So it's kind of just talking about like letting go and, not holding on to things and not, you know, I shouldn't be stressing about these things. Like, that's what that one talks about.
So, like, definitely wrote at a point, like, in your life, you know, where you're, you know, trying to kind of basically move on to the next stage and kind of, like, you know, tell yourself that, hey, it's all right. You know, like, you don't got to be stressed about this shit at all.
Yeah.
That's a good-ass fucking message.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
What was that one called again one more time?
Think Too Much.
Think Too Much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And that one's everywhere, right? That one's like Spotify, Apple Music, all that shit.
Yeah, okay. You can find it anywhere.
So, guys, Think Too Much. Yeah. Swift, Two Eyes. Don't forget. Mm-hmm. Go listen to that. What else do you have that you've had out recently?
So no recent projects or EPs or anything like that. Like I said, it's just been singles. Another one that I recently just released, it's called Ghost. Yeah, and that one's out on all platforms as well. That's probably one of the my favorites that I've made so far.
Okay.
And that's just kind of just talking about going ghost, and just finding my own direction. Yeah, there's a lot of real emotion in it.
Right.
And it definitely, you can definitely hear my singing in there. It's explores my voice a lot, so in my vocal range and stuff like that and the things that I can do, so yeah.
What about that one? Like, makes it your favorite song? Like, do you just feel like you have the most connection to it, or
Yeah, I just feel like everything comes together really well as far as like the beat goes, and then just everything, it just feels whole, you know. Feels like a complete song to me, and yeah, just the vibe of it, I feel like, is different than anything else I've ever made. So
it just hits.
Yeah,
for like lack of a better word, honestly.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that. Yeah. Because I mean, I don't know, because I kind of like when I'm like listening to a song or like when I'm kind of like trying to get it ready for release or whatever, I feel like the moments that like I know I'm ready is like when I'm almost sick of it at the end.
Yeah.
But then like once you like put it out there, it's like a whole like I feel like refreshment, because you know, it's like now you get to see it. Instead of, you know, just you having to listen to yourself over and over and over and over again, it's like you get to hear what other people are like thinking about, like, you know, the message that you're trying to put out there and shit like that.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, in terms of, like, have you had ever any, like, fan interactions or anything like that? Like, that's, like, happened to you at all?
Yeah, I've had, like, I don't know if they were being serious or not. You know, that's always kind of the thing that I think about when someone approaches me. Like, are they just fucking with me, or are they being serious? But, yeah, I've had people come up to me and be like, yo, are you Swift?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like around here, obviously, like in Bismarck and stuff.
Right.
Like at the gym, there's been a couple guys come up to me, stuff like that, but that's pretty much it. Yeah.
I definitely, bro, honestly, I totally understand that, because I mean, even like, I've had that shit happen to me before, like even when I've just been like, I don't know, like practicing fucking boxing, bro, and like people come up to me. You're like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, I see you doing that. It's like, bro, I can't tell if you're, like, fucking with me right now or if you're, like, fucking with me.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, but I think that's, like, I feel like a lot of people, and I mean, this is true, I feel like, for anybody that's, like, kind of, like, I don't want to say, like, I'm just going to say an online personality, because I don't really know, like, how else to label it at the moment. But, like, I feel like they forget that, bro. It's, like, a actual fucking person, like, you're talking to. Especially, like, with art and, like, because you're putting so much into it, bro. I mean, like, you're literally, like, letting people into your mind, like, in a very, very intimate way.
Yeah.
Where, like, I mean, it definitely can be discouraging, like, if people are, like, you know, like, not really, like, understanding that's what's going on, or they're kind of like, oh, blah, 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 like, that's just, like, shit that you're making up. It's like, nah, bro, I'm, like,
really
I'm,
going,
I'm spilling my soul to you right now, dog, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think that's, like, honestly, one of the hardest parts, of being an artist is like you're basically being vulnerable to so many people.
Oh yeah.
So many people.
100%. It definitely gets easier with time though.
Right.
Like at first it was really hard, but now it's definitely gotten a lot easier.
It's just like
fuck. I don't really think about it as much anymore. But yeah, there's definitely some things where I'm like, should I say this? I don't know, it might be too much. But yeah.
But then like in the end you're like, you know what? It's my fucking song.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to say what I want to say, right?
And it might hit harder for someone else. So, you know, that's something I always think about. Like, maybe that could be the line that blows you up or whatever.
Or, like you said, like, the line that, like, people, like, can truly, like, relate to.
Yeah,
and they, like, feel you on that and shit.
Because,
like, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, I don't know if you feel this way, but like for me personally, the reason why like I do like do make like music talking about those things is obviously like I want to share my experience to like hopefully like help someone else like relate and know that, you know, they're not necessarily alone in what they're going through. Like they have people that understand, you know, kind of what's happening to them.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Music is just awesome in general, like being able to connect with people you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's crazy. And yeah, I like helping people out. So
straight up.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a good way to even just like, cause I mean, I have a tendency to like compartmentalize things. So it's a really good way to even just like let myself get the shit out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like kind of process that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're feeling stuck, like it's a good ass fucking.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Cook through that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, there's definitely been some times in my life where, like, it's helped me get through, whatever it was that I was going through.
Right.
Where I was just creating, and it was all, you know, real emotion. Like I said before, when those things happen, I feel like that's like, it's good, but it's also, you know, it sucks going through it while you're going through it, but it's so good if you're like a musician or someone that can express it, because you look back on it and it's like, wow, like I overcame that. Whether that's, you know, a bad moment or like a happy time in your life.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all fuel for the fire.
Yeah. Exactly.
All fuel for the fire.
Exactly.
No, I, it's like, like so interesting that you say that, because like I can't remember where I read this, but it was like a saying where it's like artists are basically like they go through like self-inflicted pain, I guess.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of the time like they don't really know how to like work through like the feelings like in an, I don't want to say in a normal way, but in a normal way. So it's like, you know, kind of like hindsight looking back or whatever, and you have to like kind of like reflect on like what you have done or like, you know, how, you know, certain things may have happened. And then that's when you like actually get the growth, and that's like what really helps you out, you know, is that looking back.
It makes sense. Yeah.
No, I mean, I personally don't think that I mean, there's a lot of songs that I even write just for myself, like probably that no one will ever honestly see.
Yeah.
But just to like get shit out.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I've definitely done that before too.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm locking these ones away because otherwise I'm getting sent to the psych ward, bro.
For real.
Oh, man. So I'm not sure like what time we're at here, but is there like any like last minute things that you think you want to talk about or anything like that?
I don't know. I'll just say stay tuned on my journey.
Right.
I'm going to keep releasing music, always gonna be consistent with that forever. Never gonna stop.
So. Never gonna stop.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I don't really have any projects planned or anything right. big. I do have some really, really good singles coming out though yeah. in the future that I feel really good about. So
when does I'm the excited next single to get come those. Out, then?
So I actually have a collab coming out August 2nd, okay. I think. Yeah. So that'll be the next drop.
Okay. And then after that?
Yeah, after that, probably 2 weeks again. Okay. And then another single, I'm thinking. So
okay. So kind of just keep watching like yeah. every 2 weeks, you know, and then you know, you'll see some new content from Swift, see some new yeah. drops. Any music videos or anything coming out with those singles or anything like that?
Not as of right now.
Okay.
I would love to do a video, but I don't really have anyone yet for that. So right. I do have someone, but he's still working on a couple things to get ready for that. So
100%.
Once we get that figured out, that'll be awesome because it's one of my best friends. So once he gets all the equipment and stuff that he needs and we can start working together, and that's something that I definitely want to start getting into, 100%. Just as an artist too, just like the music videos. And I think that's it's really helps bring a song together. Yeah,
I think like you said, it really does. Like once you add the music video, especially because you know you're a creative person.
Yeah,
it gives you. I mean, you can basically do anything you fucking
yeah.
want, and
yeah.
you can you know show anything you want or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then one last thing before we go. Yeah. I've been asking, like, everyone kind of, like, any advice or pieces of wisdom, or if you have, like, a saying that you'd like to kind of share with everyone to just, like, you know, help them or, like, you know, send them on their way or anything like that, or, you know, just anything that you feel, honestly.
Trying to think. I guess just be yourself, with whatever you're doing. I just think that you being yourself and being creative and doing what you want to do, keep doing that. Nobody can tell you anything. I just think it's awesome. Like whenever I see art, I just think it's an awesome thing being able to express yourself in that way, and I don't think anybody should try to hate on that at all. Just think it's an awesome thing that everyone should be able to do, whether that's music or anything like that.
Right.
Trying to think of anything else. I don't know. Yeah, just be yourself. Yeah.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Find a nice little outlet for yourself to, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
To kind of express who you really are, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
And like I said before, like if you're going through something, you know, it might suck in the moment, but after that, you'll definitely see a lot of growth with whatever you put your time into. Like for me, it was music. And like just me going through some of the toughest times of my life, that's mm-hmm. where I've noticed the most growth.
Okay.
In my music. So I think that if you're going through something, just put your time into something and it'll pay off for sure.
So kind of take every single challenge as a lesson.
Yes. Yeah.
And an opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And what a great place to end the episode. Thank you guys for tuning in to DK After Dark.
Yeah.
Thank you, Swift,
yeah,
for being on
you,
the episode.
Bro. Yeah.
And we will see you guys next time. Peace out.
Sir.